All right, let's do this shit, nigga.
I got your lighter, by the way.
What is up, y'all? It is your boy, ABK, and thank you for entering into the nigga room. I really appreciate it. Back again is your boy, Disa, a.k.a. Afrofuturism. Fuck this nigga. What's good, my nigga? How you been? Although we see each other like every day.
Yeah, nigga. Niggas ain't here blessed. Mm-hmm. Showing. Trying to smoke.
Trying to smoke.
Listening to Dexter Gordon. You know what I'm saying?
Dex. Bro, you're the only other person that I've honestly, like, who's a nigga that also listened to Dexter Gordon.
You don't listen to fucking Dexter Gordon, nigga.
If I play you all this shit, that all
the music. Jazz?
I listen to jazz, classic music. Celine Dion and shit like that, I listen to all, bruh.
I listen to classical music, that shit's trash.
Man, you wild, bro. I listen to all that shit.
That shit's boring. When you listen, you know why I don't like it, though? Because jazz flexes on it, bruh.
Oh, so
jazz
hard.
Jazz bodies, like, because so jazz will, you know what they do with jazz? They start the song classical, and then they flip it.
True.
They don't do that shit in classical music, nigga.
They don't. But jazz is hard, bro.
Yeah, jazz.
One of my homies, Martin, shout out to Martin. He took me out to one of his jazz cafe the other day. I mean, like, a couple years back. That shit was hard as fuck, bro. And they was switching it. That shit was, like, live band. That shit was hard. It was just, like, that shit was
hard. Yeah, one thing when you got a guitar. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man. I need to see you be flexing on the guitar, though. But anyways, y'all. Sorry for the long wait. I know it's been, like, what, 2 months? Since the last time we did a podcast, nigga. That was the last time I did a podcast. Since way back.
You tripping.
I sort of, bruh. I don't know, bro. Because after I lost that phone, I was just tripping. But I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. It don't matter about the quality of the picture. It just means the quality of the content.
Ain't nobody in that house ever have no fucking phone, nigga. This nigga ain't have no phone. My nigga, they never have no phone. My nigga, Cash ain't never have no phone.
Nobody really did. I didn't have a phone for a good minute, bro. But honestly speaking, for today's podcast, I really don't have anything planned. I literally just woke up like, what, an hour and a half ago?
I don't know. I've been awake since like 5.
Yeah, and I broke out in cold sweat and I threw up and shit. But we out here, my nigga. We blessed. So what's good, nigga? Bruh, I want to talk about this first because I know this is, a lot of people feel this, bruh. I'm tired of niggas talking about what they have. Like jewelry, cars, bitches, money. I'm tired
of rappers using the same topic.
And that, bro, like, I'm tired of that shit, man. Why do rappers have the urge to tell niggas what they have? Like, honestly.
Because they don't really have that shit.
Because
you rented that shit, nigga. I promise, bro. These niggas.
No, but then, nigga, you got, there's some niggas, the mentality, because they never have that shit. So once they get it, like, oh, yeah, now I'm about to flex on y'all niggas hard. Nah?
These ain't those niggas. Rappers is. They lying, bro. I meet a lot of rappers, bro. They lying, nigga. I mean, you niggas be capping, bro. All the niggas who talk about having money are broke. All the niggas who talk about jewelry and shit be broke. All the niggas, I promise you, bro, I meet these niggas, bro. All the niggas who
I'm acting like I'm tripping, bro. Birdman. This nigga, even Rick Ross said Birdman shit was fake back in the day, bro. So why isn't they shit fake right now? Like, you right.
100.
Cause you be meeting fraud niggas every day in real life.
Nigga, I work with so many.
This nigga work with rappers, they're whack.
Oh my god, fam.
True.
Bro, it's crazy. It's like they feel obligated. You know something I notice about rappers? They just lie. Like, the ones who talk about the struggle, don't be from it. The niggas who talk about money, don't be having it.
That's the same shit with niggas with hooping. It's the same shit with niggas be talk. When niggas who talk
life, bro.
Well, in life, but just in hooping, when niggas talk too much, talk too like really too much in basketball, I just feel like automatically that you really like you really ain't about it, bro. Cause I don't like talking shit. I don't like talking about the shit that I have or the abilities that I have, bro. I just like showing it. But to each his own, you know. But I'm,
it is.
Can we get rid of that wave though? Nigga, can you please get rid of that wave? Like, can you try and attempt to get rid of that wave? Because that shit is just annoying to me, bro.
I got you, Pess.
It's getting old. Well, it's been old, but I feel like now niggas are starting to just like, yeah, this shit's getting tired, so what else y'all got?
I mean, it's gonna fade out, bro, because if you really look at it, the niggas who really prosper in rap have substance. So,
Cozy. Ice cubes.
Ice. Yeah, nigga, put your cup in the freezer, my nigga.
Oh, so you think you smart, huh? Intelligent
out here in New York. Ooh. Yeah, nigga. This nigga. Yeah, shout out to my nigga D-Lo. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga Yak too. Yak! I see you, nigga. Shout out to my nigga T. Shout out to my nigga me. And shout out to the homie AP.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's gonna be funny because niggas gonna see this shit. Because we had just met in the last podcast and now I live with this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Pause. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga. Oh, I was even thinking about that shit. Nigga. Yeah, bro. I mean, I always say, real recognizes real, bro. So, what more do I have to say? Ooh, this shit is smooth and, ooh, I've never had that
About your plans?
Nah, nigga, they wait for that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm, they wait for
this
that.
Nigga got plots.
They can wait for all that. They ain't ready for me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They're not ready.
But yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of this nigga played basketball. And, speaking of basketball, so it's been a little bit. We've seen some Laker games.
Okay, we've seen some Laker games. And honestly speaking, no cap, Lakers are making it to the finals. I mean, not to the finals. They're making it to the playoffs. But I don't know what's going on because no cap.
You can see them. You see how they're gonna come in 6 or 7 or 8.
The West is just too stacked. That's not what I'm trying to say, bro. My nigga, the Kings are in fifth. The Kings, Sacramento Kings are in fifth. The West is too stacked, bro. The West is just too stacked. That's just. The only two trash teams, honestly, and I'm sorry, Luka Doncic, I'm sorry, DSJ, but the Mavs and the Suns, those are the only two teams that I can honestly not being competitors in the West. But the other 13 teams,
but the Mavericks aren't trash.
The Mavericks aren't trash.
But they're just not competitive.
They're just not competitive.
Shout out to my nigga. Is Dirk still playing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to my nigga Dirk, Cash. Shout out to my nigga Perk Levitsky. You know what I'm saying? That ain't even that nigga name.
But, bro, I know, but that's just a baller ass name.
Perk Lewinsky.
Perk Lewinsky. But I'm just saying, bro, the West is just way too stacked. West. It's just way too stacked, bro.
Yeah.
Like, because in the East, bro, I'm only seeing four teams.
Who do you think? I've been wanting to ask you this. Who do you think are the best players in the West?
Oh shit. In the West? Well, you know damn well I already got three of them in Golden State. Klay, Stephen, and Kevin Durant. But But Clay too streaky for me. That's the thing about Clay.
Clay and motherfucking Curry are better than LeBron.
No, but I'm just saying. Like, you want them in order?
I'm saying it's the best players in the West.
I'm gonna do this in order. Tied for first is Kevin Durant and LeBron, obviously. Harden third. I'm gonna give you my top five. Harden third. I still believe Harden's a better shooting guard than Klay Thompson is.
Oh shit, my bad. I'm gonna tell y'all who was really the best players in the West. Since this nigga lying. My nigga KD. My nigga Durant. Then my nigga Anthony Davis. Then my nigga. Westbrook. And Harden. And then LeBron. And
why do I be forgetting that fucking Anthony Davis is in the West?
I don't know why, cuz. I really don't. You know what I'm saying? Probably because you only got one eyebrow.
You're trash for saying that. But nah. I'm gonna repeat that. I'm gonna change it up. So, tie for first. I'm still saying tie for first, nigga. Tie for first, LeBron and KD. Then third comes Anthony Davis. Fourth. Actually, you know what? Fourth and fifth can go to interchange between Westbrook and Harden. Cause I'm still not convinced that Curry's a better point guard than Westbrook. I'm still not convinced.
Westbrook is better than Harden.
Yes. Harden is the same.
Any nigga that average a triple double is better than James Harden.
But yeah, nigga, that's my top five. I'm not convinced that Steph Curry is better than Westbrook. Still not convinced. I don't think I ever will be. Okay.
Shout out to
Westbrook. That's no disrespect to Curry. I'm not trying to disrespect Curry out here, but it's just that that nigga has always had help on his team.
That nigga can't play defense.
But then again, I can't talk shit because Westbrook had Durant.
That nigga can't play defense.
Yeah, that nigga cannot play defense. He could play defense, but he's just not.
That shit isn't gonna work on Westbrook.
Yeah. No cap. Like, if they're to go 1-on-1, his defense is not working on Westbrook like that. Mm-mm. Honestly speaking.
Ain't no way.
But still.
Yeah, I think LeBron gonna get zero rings, and I think that
he's still wild for that.
Does he have a no trade clause? In his shit?
I don't think so. LeBron never has a no trade clause. I've never heard of LeBron having a no trade clause.
Seriously, I think he's gonna leave after next year.
No, nigga. You know what I see? And it sucks because if I ever get into the NBA, I can never talk about the NBA anymore. I won't talk about niggas. I think. I don't know. But anyways, this is what I think is honestly going to happen. I think that honestly, Kevin Durant might Loki come to the Lakers tomorrow. Next year. I said tomorrow.
I don't think that Kevin Durant is coming I don't think that Kevin Durant is going to be on the same team as LeBron James.
KD already bodied LeBron 2-2. LeBron body KD 1, bro. It's already 2-1. KD's already up ahead.
Nah, he's not.
He is. Oh, how?
Because he couldn't even touch this nigga for like 5 years. We saw it.
And then he just went back on back MVP on his ass.
For 5 years, he couldn't touch this nigga.
And then he just went MVP back to back on this nigga's ass.
I think he has to keep going. Personally, I feel like after abandoning OKC, young nigga got to keep going.
Go to the state?
Nah, he's got to keep. He just need to get another ring, but he can't. What
team do you?
Any team except LeBron James.
No, what team do you think that KD's gonna go on? That he's gonna get a ring.
Wizards.
With who?
If he goes to the Wizards.
Who's gonna be there with him?
Kevin Durant. Nigga. Look, bro. Steph Curry disappeared last season, and they got a ring. That said something.
No, he didn't disappear last season.
Yes, he did.
It was the season before that he disappeared.
Both. I feel like these past seasons, he has not been there, really. I feel like Kevin Durant has clearly been that nigga on the team, killing shit, fucking jumping.
Hold it on.
Bad.
But yeah, keep going. I don't know, nigga. I don't know. We'll see.
Kevin Durant's gonna get two more rings. He's not gonna join LeBron. But then after that, he's gonna fall off. You know why? Cause my nigga Giannis coming.
Giannis coming where?
My nigga Giannis about to pull up on you niggas, Cap. My nigga Giannis about to pull up on these niggas.
Nigga, he has to work on his threes.
Give that nigga a few years, bro. He can shoot. He has time to learn. How many years has he been in the league? In 3, 4, 5? How old is he? Like 23? 25.
He's somewhere around. I don't know the nigga's age, honestly.
That nigga Giannis gonna come through. He gonna shut this whole shit down. I think Giannis is gonna.
Nigga, why are you really sleeping on Anthony Davis? That nigga doesn't exist.
He not about to get rings unless he goes and joins some real niggas. I don't think he's nice like that. I think he's nice. Listen, I think he's nice. But, I can't explain it. It's like, he reminds me of Shaq. It's like, some niggas are nice, but they're not, like, they're just monsters. Like, you know what I mean? He's just a monster player. Like, but he needs, like, you have to have the right shit around that nigga. I don't think that Anthony Davis could necessarily go to any team and get a ring. I feel like LeBron, in his prime, could go to any team and get a ring. I feel like Kevin Durant could go to damn near any team and get a ring. I feel like, you know what I mean? I don't see that shit with my nigga Anthony Davis.
This nigga Jared Jackson though, and he's so confident about this, but I don't know about that. But he said that nigga Anthony Davis is about to go join LeBron and KD about to go with them, and them three about to go be in the Lakers.
I don't see this. I feel like niggas want this shit to be competitive, kinda. I don't necessarily think that the three best players in the NBA are gonna join on the same team. I feel like that would be corny.
So basically a Warriors part two?
I don't think that's the Warriors part two. I think what's crazy about the Warriors, Steph Curry is not the best player, was never the best player in the NBA. Klay Thompson was never the best nigga in the NBA. Draymond Green was never the best nigga in the NBA.
Yes, that nigga was unanimous MVP, bro.
No, he was not the best player on
the No, at the end of the day, although I do not agree on that, he got it. So, that was...
There's mad times the nigga who's not the best nigga in the NBA doesn't get MVP, like... That shit happens all the time.
Kobe.
That shit happens all the time.
That shit happened to Kobe like four times.
Kobe. That shit happened to LeBron. That shit happened to...
Mm-hmm.
I can't cap. That shit's been happening
to... That shit happened to Wade.
That shit...
That shit happened to Wade. That shit happened away. Yeah. That shit happened away.
Yeah. I mean, I would say it happened to Kobe more than Wade. Every time.
That shit happened to Kobe the most times, bro. That shit happened to Kobe at least four times, bro. So twice with Steve Nash.
I don't really give a fuck about that MVP shit. You feel me? I don't think, like, yeah, this is the thing. When the fuck was Curry better than Westbrook? When was Curry better than Kawhi?
Let's talk about the East, bro. We've been talking about the West a lot.
Fuck the East. Shout out to the West Coast. But anyways,
you know, bro, there's only four teams I'm really seeing in the
East, cat.
There's only four teams I'm seeing in the
fuck
East.
Fuck the East.
Pacers, 76ers, Celtics, East. Raptors. That's honestly, I'm sorry, but that's all I'm seeing right now.
Celtics are the only ones who.
Oh no, five. I'm sorry, Milwaukee. Let me not disrespect y'all niggas.
Hey, nah, they need time. They're not gonna do shit.
They're number two.
They need two or three more years before they get our day, before they could go to the finals.
Stop it.
Okay. We gonna see. You gonna see what they lose in the first round.
Two. If they're number two, you're trying to tell me that they're gonna go lose to fucking Orlando? Or Orlando's eighth. I don't know who's sixth.
They're gonna be in fourth place and they're gonna lose to the Pacers or some shit like that.
Pacers are not gonna be in fifth place.
What?
Ashley. But I don't know that. But Kyrie coming. Kyrie coming though.
They might be at six and then they're gonna lose to fucking.
Kyrie pulling up on niggas. Kyrie's be like, alright, y'all.
Now that's not about to be Jimmy Butler. That's what I'm saying. He need a couple of years and then he go pull up on you niggas.
He doesn't need years, bro. He's ready. Cause I'm convinced that in this NBA game, you don't need threes to win games. I'm convinced. For like one, like if you're a player that doesn't have a three, but you have every other aspect to your game.
You don't need threes, but I'm just saying he's not gonna win. He's not about to. Embiid not about to lose to Giannis, nigga. Embiid and Butler not about to lose to Giannis, nigga. Guess what? I don't even know if Dwayne Wade really about to lose to Giannis.
Who? No cap. No caperoni. No caperoni. Damn.
That's what I'm saying. Get the East out of here. Ain't none of these niggas about to beat the Warriors without Durant. Except maybe my nigga Kyrie, but if he fuck around and leave, then that's alright.
That nigga's not going anywhere, bro. I'm pretty convinced that Kyrie's gonna re-sign with the Celtics.
Me too.
I'm pretty damn confident. Because that's just the ultimate rivalry, bro. Like, just Lakers versus the Celtics.
Yeah, but I see the Ingram-Kyrie rivalry coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But it's always good to... everybody's always going to headline LeBron and Kyrie.
Sorry,
yeah.
What if LeBron gets hurt?
According to what I've seen from LeBron, that nigga don't get hurt.
I'm just saying. A lot of niggas play smart and get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then you know damn well them young is about to pull up at Showtime.
So you think? What do you think is gonna happen if just let's just say LeBron gets hurt? What do you think? Just without LeBron right now, LeBron. If there was no LeBron, what do you think would happen in the NBA without LeBron? And let's just say Durant is left.
Oh, if there's no Durant. Yeah. I mean, if there's no LeBron.
And the Wizards are different. The Wizards are without Durant. Like the Wizards, they change their shit up somehow. Yeah, maybe they get somebody else in, but they lose Durant.
I still don't see the Wizards.
I'm just saying. So who do you think? What do you think is gonna happen? Like, cause I personally, I just don't know. I don't know what's good with LeBron. Like,
Bro.
I don't know
what's literally going on. LeBron's the only player that left the Cavs, and they're the worst team in the NBA. Yeah, and they were in the finals last year.
The best player leaves, that happens.
Lakers were never last in the West.
But the East is weak as fuck, so I'm not going to compare it to them.
No, you have to compare it to them, because, bro, that's... If you're weak, if the East is weaker, that means it should be easier for you to win games. Them niggas are still the worst in the NBA. So no, bro.
This is what I'm saying. I think LeBron by himself is better than all the teams in the East except the Celtics and the Raptors.
That nigga.
I would take LeBron and a squad. Give me LeBron and anybody's bench. LeBron, give me LeBron and just anybody's bench. I promise you, they're beating anybody in the East except.
Nigga, that nigga almost lost to the Pacers last year. In the first round, what are you talking about, my guy?
Did he lose?
No, he didn't, but he almost did.
Okay.
And he had Kevin Love.
Kevin Love is trash.
The niggas itching. Why do you think the Cavs are losing so bad?
Kevin Love is trash.
Damn!
This is what I'm saying. Seriously, give me any... Just pick any team, any of the top 8 teams in the West. Their bench. Their second lineup. You know what I mean? Mm. And LeBron.
Damn, I should have brought another blunt. Big L.
I want to stop smoking weed.
Ha! Okay.
What are you laughing?
Nigga. Do you know how many times I heard you tell me? You've told me that at least 5 times already. That's why I laugh every time you say it.
I love when niggas drop me. You know what I'm saying?
But I just tweeted that,
really,
like, how
fuck with that shit.
I just tweeted that shit, like, how many days ago?
I'm just a sick nigga, so I just appreciate when niggas drop me. I just be like, ooh, yeah. You know what I mean? Remember that.
I don't doubt you.
Remember that, my nigga.
Okay.
Let's talk about some new music. Have you heard Anderson .Paak's new album?
This nigga's so upset. I haven't listened to it yet, cause based on what you told me, I don't even want to listen to it.
That shit ain't it, bro. I don't know what happened. Listen, bro. Dr. Dre, come fuck with a real nigga, bro. Stop trying to assign these 30-year-old niggas, Kev. Come fuck with a real nigga, bro. Listen, Cass. Cause I have your shit sounding new. And it'll be banging, nigga. On some West Coast shit. Holla at me, Kev. I'm in Compton.
No cap though, bro. Bro.
But we in LA right now, but we was just on top of
it. Yeah, we was. But passed it. We be switching, we be changing locations too often. So
holla at me, Dr. Dre. I promise you, and listen, bro. 5 number one albums. I promise, bro. 3 years, 5 number one albums, Cam. Holla at me, nigga. No cap.
It's written in stone. It's written in stone, so just know. Just know this nigga coming up. Ah! Nigga, you need to hurry up. You need to hurry up.
I'm about to go. After this shit, I'm about to go work on some music.
There you go. So I'm about to edit this shit and then post it up. Although I like edit. Y'all niggas know how we do it. I like editing shit.
Yeah.
But Dirk's new shit is hard. I fuck with Dirk's new shit. Moneybagg, I like his new shit.
I'm still.
What else is out here?
Wayne.
Oh yeah, that Wayne.
Lil Wayne shit is fire. I'm gonna tell you the best albums of this year. The Carter Five. K.O.D. That Flapper Zombies.
Ooh. I haven't listened to that yet.
Cause you're tripping. That Scorpion shit.
Fuck Scorpion.
Nah, that shit hard. What else is the best album this year? That second Eminem album.
Kamikaze? He released two albums?
Yeah, nigga.
What was the first one?
Trash. And, what was the, damn, bro.
That's five, nigga.
What else came out?
What's five?
Nah, there was some other fire shit that came out this year, I can't remember. Washer Poison 2. Somebody else drops some heat this year, and I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, that Astro World, Travis Scott shit. Okay. Yeah.
Honestly, bro.
Anybody else shit?
Honestly, I'm gonna have to my top albums of this year probably have to be
Carter 5.
Oh yeah, Carter 5 for sure. K.O.D. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Niggas dropping whack shit every day.
I honestly,
niggas dropping whack shit every day.
Like, those are honestly my only two favorite albums of this year, honestly speaking. Everything else I just listen to randomly. So I honestly only have two top albums of this year that I can go to any single time. And I mean, I have my go-to albums I go to, but I'm not gonna put them in the best. Like, I listen to Moneybagg, I listen to Dirk a lot.
Play all the album.
But that'd be also listening to
Album of the Year. Listen, man. Let me talk to y'all. What's up, man? Listen. You know. I know I fucked up. I know. The way I came in, it was fucked up from the jump. You know what I'm saying? Just know.
Someone.
When I pull up.
To pull me through somewhere else.
I'm done!
Yeah.
I've been torn apart so many times.
Yeah. Man, scoochie has over. No, that's honestly my two favorite albums.
Oh yeah. Well, what else you wanna talk about besides music? Look, fuck that. I'm gonna tell y'all some shit. Tell y'all about my next shit. It's gonna be fire. Coming out with that full little project. I'm thinking at least 11, 12 songs at least. Probably expect that at the beginning of 2019.
Yeah.
Ooh. Killing a lot of these niggas, bro.
But yeah, man. I think that's it, bro. I think that's it for today. I'm chilling. Like I said, we would just talk about whatever, but next time I'm gonna come back with more organized content. I just was like, fuck it, man. I haven't posted in a while. I need to give y'all something.
Fuck Donald Trump.
Oh yeah, bro. That's my major politics today. I'm not into that today. I'm chilling. But thank y'all for joining into the comment. No, thank y'all for entering into the nigga room. My bad, y'all. I'm tripping. Thank y'all for entering into the nigga room. My nigga Disa, thank you for always coming through. You already know what time it is. And we out this bitch. Deuce.